The legislation says companies involved in manufacturing and smelting no longer have to pay the state sales tax on electricity and natural gas they purchase. But virtually every other firm and individual remains subject to the 5.6% levy, which generates about $500 million a year. Brewer said singling out manufacturing makes sense, calling it, quote, smart tax reform that will bolster job creation in Arizona.
Until today, Arizona was one of only a handful of states that imposed this tax, and ending it removes one more barrier to business expansion and job creation. Eliminating this tax will boost our competitive edge in attracting and expanding manufacturing in our state.
Steve Macias, president of Pivot Manufacturing, praised the law, even though he said it will save his company only a few hundred dollars a year. He said the key is increasing his sales.
Almost all of that are to larger manufacturers, you know, the General Dynamics of the world, you know, guys who make equipment for the solar industry. So when they attract those guys, you know, I get excited because to me, those are all potential customers.
Ann Brewer said the hundreds of millions of dollars of tax breaks she has signed since becoming governor are part of her plan to restore the state's economy, a plan she said is working. For Arizona Public Radio, this is Howard Fisher.